Praise God, Lord. Let us not cease in praising Him. Yes. God, thank you that you're worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord, that glory is only given to you. Thank you, Lord, that we can praise you for the power, Lord God, of the love of God that has touched and moved us. Lord, help us to be vessels, Lord, that praise you, Lord, and give you thanks, Lord, that are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. God, thank you again and again and again for the freedom to praise you. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, as we come, we look to you and you alone. God, you're here, Lord. We're in the name of Jesus. And thanks be to God, all heaven takes note in that. Lord, you're standing, hallelujah, thankful that we've received the grace to praise you. Being thankful, Lord God, that you're opening the scripture. You're opening hearts today, Lord Jesus. You're dealing with lives. God, help everyone, young and old here today, to realize these are the most important times. We're in the house of God. We're feeding on the bread of life. Lord Jesus, this is the forever. God, quicken us to realize the privilege it is to come boldly to the throne of grace. We've got need, and you're the supplier. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, that we know we have not just hope, Lord God, but we have the I am. And thank you again that I am loves us. Now, Lord, we ask for your Spirit's anointing. It's here today. God, may we just stay in it. Lord, keep us still. Keep us looking into your blessed, wonderful face, the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Open your Bibles, if you would, with me to John chapter 17. We'll begin reading from the first verse, and that's John chapter 17. What a sweet portion of Scripture. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou hast gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Important verse. You need to really put that one in your heart. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they, this is us, might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Man, that's good stuff. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to sit right here in the 17th verse, though, today. I don't think I can keep you here a month. But this is one of the sweetest verses in the Bible, the 17th verse. Sanctify them through thy truth. Father, set them apart unto me. They're yours, praise be to God. But Lord, set them apart unto me through thy truth. See, this word through, brothers and sisters, means a place. It's not just a conduit, it's a place. Maybe the word in, it's another word that can be used here, is maybe even more fitting. Separate them or sanctify them in thy truth. I think about that like washing, bathing, being immersed, encapsulated in the Word of God. Let me tell you something. That separates us, brothers and sisters. See, we don't go out and separate ourselves. We just fall in love with the truth by God's grace. We just allow the Lord and say, Lord, open my heart and praise the Lord. He does the separating. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And let me tell you something. It's going to divide things. It's going to let things be known who loves me. Lovest thou me? The word of God proves this in our lives, brothers and sisters. It's the thing that God is bringing forth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Now, as I was thinking about this, the Lord encouraged my heart that I really believe that most people who go to church, it is this desire, in a sense, that draws them. There's a thought that I want to get closer to God. But I'm going to ask you something. How many people that go to church hear this in the church that they go to? Let's just be honest about this, brothers and sisters. This is a message that is so simple and so absolutely clear. There's nothing to be distorted here by God's grace. It is so wonderful that we know that the only way that we are going to draw nigh unto God is we need to draw nigh unto Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not going to happen anyway. It's only the truth, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, that can enable us to draw nigh unto God. Amen. He that cometh, brothers and sisters, to God must believe that He is. That He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And who is He? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, we're in a day and an age, you know, that there is a multitude of ways, endless. And let me tell you something, every one of them but Christ is antichrist. And you cannot have the Father without the Son. And when you take the Son, praise be to God, you got them both. And hallelujah, they even throw in the Holy Spirit with it. Isn't that wonderful? You got the whole Godhead there, all in one precious name, the name of Jesus. That's how it's set up. That's the life. That's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, my Savior, my love, my King. And someday, by God's grace, this message that's coming out, that's gripping our hearts here today, maybe my soon coming bridegroom. Can you imagine all the things He is to us? He is everything. And praise God, not just a conduit, but a place, an absolute place. Praise God, He's heaven itself. He is so wonderful. He brings me, hallelujah, into the presence of the Godhead. I sing praises to my Father because of the life of His Son that lives in me. It is so wonderful. It is so absolutely vital and so absolutely simple. But God, as we know, you've told us, they have eyes and they see not. They have ears and they hear not. Though one die and rise from the dead, they still won't believe. And it's going on today and it's going on at an increasing rate. And brothers and sisters, we need, by God's grace, to stand. And you know what standing is? It's just trust in the Lord. It's really nothing of you. It's just grace that enables you to do it. God, I'm just going to trust you. You know, when you trust the Lord, you stand. I believe your word. I believe your promises. They're yea and amen. God cannot lie. You've got promises that cannot be broken. You've got promises that are so assured. I'm going to tell you, it'll take you to the heights. It's so wonderful. He's got promises for your family. He's got promises for your work. He's got promises for every single thing. God will not forsake you. He will not. He's always there. He's always abiding faithful. Even when you believe not, even when you flounder around, even when you want to perceive that you're just going a way of darkness, let me tell you something. He's light. and light is after you. And praise be to God, you can't be separated from the love of God. We can fellowship with a lot of things out there, but that's not who we are. There's one fellowship of who we are, and that's fellowshipping as the sons of God. Isn't that mighty? Isn't that marvelous? And that's what holds us here today, and that's what keeps us. Now, many people call me virtually every week. Brother, the world has got such a grip on me. Isn't that something? Maybe you haven't been there, at least in the last hour. But it happens to every single one of us, and you know it. Brother, the world has got such a grip on me. How do I break free? Well, there's many verses, but maybe Romans 12:2 says it just like it is. And 12:2 tells us, be not conformed to the things of this world. Well, that's my problem. Listen to the verse. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Here you go. There's your mind. This is the mind of Christ, brothers and sisters, and this is what God has brought forth to us. And he said, let this mind be in you. It didn't say to do this and this and this. He just said, let it. Do you know how immediate faith is? Isn't it wonderful how, let me tell you something, every single one of us were dead. We were all dead. We were dead in our trespasses and sin, and faith came in one moment and transformed you into from death into everlasting life. And it changed everything, and you became a son, a child of God, fully equipped with everything. You'd been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Why can't we get that? In the natural, when we're born into a family, you got it. That's the family you got. Well, you got born into God's family, and you got God as your father. And he's ready to grow you up and let you launch into the kingdom and walk around and say, but here's the kingdom. You got to know this word. This is our life. This is who we are, and yet we mess around. I know the times that I just wandered and thought, oh my goodness, this is who I am. This is what I want. And it was wasted. It was wasted. And God is just after us over and over. Yes, he will perform the good work. He'll finish that he has begun in our lives. But brothers and sisters, there is a time clock that's a-running. The trump is going to sound. The people, the time to get ready for a rapture, a company in the air, a bride for our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That time is approaching. It's a sweet time, but the wife has made herself ready. Yes, he has. And it's going to come out of every kindred and tongue and nation. You know what kindred is? That's every age group. Can you imagine that? So I'm talking to the teenagers today. You know what? There's going to be some that come out of that. Can you imagine that? Are you one that's looking for him and loving his appearing? Or is yours the next party? Or is it my next girlfriend? Or is it where I'm going to go to college? Is that the thing that's absorbing my entire life? See, you can waste your life at any age. You can be the young married couple. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of sweet thing that God is offering you. And it might be wonderful to think about a family and a child and my next job and all of these things. But if that's what's captivating your heart, you're missing the best place. And there's going to be ones that come out of that. Lovest thou me more than these? See, God is after us. And then as you go on, it's wonderful, I'm sure, if the Lord tarry, grandkids, all of those things, retirement. But if that has me, if that's my first love, let me tell you something. You better get ready to enter right in through the tribulation. I don't want to be here for one more moment than I have to be. It's a glorious time. I'm getting ready by God's grace. But I want to depart. I want to get on high. And not just to get on with it, but to get on with it with him. I want to be with Jesus. These are the things that God is challenging our hearts. But brothers and sisters, we need his mind. We need the word. We need by God's grace to know who we are in Christ. See, it was so wonderful. Israel knew God's acts. It was a sweet thing to know that. They were in that camp. They were in the camp and they knew God's acts. But God had something more for them. He said, I want you to know my ways. He did. He wants us to know his ways. You know what his ways are? It's his heart. It's his mind. It's the word of God. It's not just standing back and watching others go on and say, that's really neat. I've come into this church time and time again, and I see people get excited about Jesus, and it's great, and I feel good, but then I go back to my hole again. God help us. The renewing of our mind, the transformation that happens, brothers and sisters, is the truth is not just on a page. It's alive and it's living in me. And it transforms me from glory to glory, even into His very image. And we know these things, brothers and sisters. And this is what God is dealing with our hearts about, brothers and sisters. But God offered them, know my ways, know my heart, know my mind. But it's not going to happen until you come unto me. You're never going to leave the camp. You can't leave unless you come unto Him. You're going to be stuck over and over. Yes, I understand we're not dogs, we're sheep. But we sure can act like them. And we can return to our vomit and act very similar to the world, as we circle back and circle back. Come unto me. Go unto Him. And let me tell you something, you'll leave that camp like that. And it'll be beautiful. But it needs to happen over and over in our lives, doesn't it? Amen. Because we're challenged with something else. Because there's a pull. We have flesh. Every single one of us are weak in flesh here today. But by my spirit. And see, that spirit brings love. Isn't that beautiful? And love. And what does love do? Love gets me to believe this word. God, you love me. You're not going to lie to me. God, you love me. You want something more for me. God, you love me. You're going to take me on in this. This is what God does. Now, I can testify to you, brothers and sisters, every single time in my life that grace, and it is always grace, would move me closer to Him. It was always and it is always through an unknown door. It's always a narrow way. It's always an uncomfortable thing. But when He's going to take you to another glory, let me tell you something. It's going to be an uncomfortable thing. It might even look a little bit scary. It may look like, my goodness, Lord, there's no way that it's going to work. But I know this is the door that you have opened for me. By your grace, take me through it. And every single time you're going to come up to it, you got a decision. And here's the decision by God's grace. As me and my house today, are we going to serve the Lord? And in that, brothers and sisters, what happens is I can do one of two things. I can either draw back in unbelief. I can either draw back in despair. I can draw back in bitterness. I can draw back in hardness. Or somehow, some way, I can just take that leap of faith. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? I'm just going to soar. And sometimes it looks like a cliff. I'm telling you, I know this stuff and you do too. Lord, I'm just jumping off. I have nowhere else to go. I'm cornered. And I got a precipice. But you told me I fly. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to soar. Grace got good wings. And not only do I not bounce and hit in the bottom, praise the Lord, I'm soaring higher than I ever saw. I'm seeing things that I never thought I'd see before. My life has opened up into a beauty that God, you brought me into. It's so marvelous. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that your grace. It did. It shoved me kindly off of that precipice. And thanks be to God, I'm soaring in the Lord. And it's so wonderful. It is. It's like the kingdom. Praise God. We're walking around in there. Praise the Lord. We're sons and we walk through there. But hallelujah, not just a vessel in the kingdom. Can you imagine a vessel set apart in the kingdom? For the master's use alone? See, we're talking about sanctified. Sanctified so much, you're just hidden away. Isn't that something? The enemy's always allowed to work on us in a lot of different ways, isn't he? And sometimes as we get more full of the truth and the love of God, that enemy's allowed to come in there and said, well, now wait a second, now I need to be seen. Now, Lord, I know I'm a vessel in your wonderful kingdom. I'd like to be the centerpiece. Do you know the most honorable parts are the comely ones? Do you know the most honorable parts are the ones that are hidden away? Do you know it says that the most honorable parts are the ones that are meat for the master's use? You know what meat means? Set apart only, hidden away only for him. I love how Brother Hill used to bring it out. The mustache cup is only for him. He ain't going to share that. Whether it's the hairbrush, the toothbrush, whatever it may be. That's his, and it's his alone, and he doesn't share it. There's a beauty in that. Set apart to God, what do you think? Is it more important to be about me or by God's grace? Lord, take me on and let it be about you. Amen. Now, it's interesting as the Lord brought me through this. I've probably asked this question literally at least 1,000 times to people that come in and see me about things. Do you believe that the Word of God is the divine Word of God? Do you believe that this Bible is the divine Word of God? And over, most all the time, I'm thankful to say people say yes. Wonderful. And then I say, well, do you know what it says? And most often, all of the time, over and over, people say no. Think of that. This is the divine and the only Word of God. We've got an agreement here, but I don't know what it says. It's got to be the most important thing there is, isn't it? Oh, well, sure it is. But I really don't know what it says. It's the most published book there's ever been. It's the most purchased book there's ever been. But it's the least read book there's ever been. I'm confident that it's the book that's most common found still in its saran wrap. That it has not been opened even. Well, it's such a special book, we're not going to open it. We're going to keep it safe and nice. Mark it up. Let it just saturate you. Get into this. Buy another one. Thanks be to God. It's not like I get a notch. Well, I wore out another Bible. Let the Word of God wear you out. Let you be talking to the Lord. Lord, I need a body like unto your own glorious body. Because I'm getting tired and weary because I want to praise you more. I do, and I know your love strengthens me. But I can't wait till I have your body. I think I'm in pretty good shape. I think I'm all right, you know, and stuff. But I'm telling you, man, his love wears me out. He takes me on rides. And I go, oh, Lord, I need a body like unto your own. Is it happening yet today? See how wonderful this is. But this is the transformation power. But brothers and sisters, you see, we need to know what the Word of God says. And it's not just something we say. The Word of God tells us that. I would that all men be saved. See, that's the plan, but it didn't stop there and come to a full knowledge of the truth. Exact, complete, intimate. And yes, we need to be reminded over and over because we're flesh and we're weak and we are so quick to forget, so quick to unbelief. It does need to be stirred up. We do need to keep these things in remembrance. We do need to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard. Brothers and sisters, we need to be in the Word of God. Amen. Our fellowship, praise the Lord, is in the gospel of Christ. That's the beauty, pouring forth more and more at an increasing rate, even in this meeting, because God in His divine keeping has kept us in His Word. We're going further on. Thanks be to God. We're not growing weary in well-doing. No, Lord, we're going to endure the hardness as good soldiers. Yeah. There are a lot of battle scars out there. You tell you what, you're shining glorious, but you got some wounds and nicks. Beautiful. Nothing better than suffering for Christ's sake. You limp a little bit now, huh? Man, I'm a little hurt. That one hurt me pretty good. My son, my daughter, my family, my husband, my whatever it is. Thanks be to God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. It's but a moment here. This is but a vapor, but it's a very important one because it's the one you got. What you going to do with it? It's going to be over soon. One day that's going to pass. It's going to be over so fast. And one of two ways you're going to meet Him if you're a child of God here. You're going to meet Him with tears in your eyes. And that's a life that says, I wish I had. Or you're going to meet Him with the biggest embrace and you're going to say, thank you, Lord. I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I went on. I'm so glad your grace just came in. And thanks be to God, I just took hold. I did. I laid hold of it. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take that crown. I got it. You got it. Okay. Never know where the sermon's going, but we'll let it go. Now, this coming Friday, you think about, if the Lord tarry, 3 days of some special fellowship. I think it'll be glorious. Thanks be to God how He's been preparing us with this in Philippians and many of the things that we've been studying. You talk about a rich time of line upon line and precept upon precept that I really believe will separate us, brothers and sisters, even a little bit more. Might even, if we be still enough, the Lord might even come in and captivate you. Could you imagine if you really be still and maybe surrender it, you might even become a prisoner of his love. Oh, I've been playing hard to get for a long time, Lord. I kind of like that. Makes me exciting. No, it makes you unhappy. It makes you discouraged. It makes you wondering, why didn't I just surrender to that wonderful lover a long time ago? I've got the best. Why am I messing around? You think about it, really. I mean, you've got whatever, however you want to see it, the prettiest or the most handsome, the wealthiest, the most loving. I mean, come on, what else does he need to tell us? I'm it. I am. And I'm yours. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, my goodness. Oh, we're going to wake up. I pray he does just a little bit more today. But brothers and sisters, will we go? Will we take time? We take time to come to church. Praise the Lord. Will we go? See, are we going to make haste like those shepherds did? They wanted to see Jesus. But see, time is running out. Verse 13 is so wonderful in the 17th chapter. Look at that. Do you want his joy fulfilled in you? Do you want to be full of the joy of the Lord? I believe everybody here would say yes. Well, it's not going to happen until you get separated, sanctified. And you ain't going to do it. But this surely will. This will do it, and it will be a full joy. That's the race winner. He finishes, she finishes with a full joy. That your joy may be full. This is his plan, and what an offering it is. But you think about it. Is it more important for us to continue to embrace our miserable ways? Is it so important that we just can't let go of the same old miserable people that we hang around with? Got quiet. Now, I'm not excluding them. They can come along with me and we're not going to be miserable no more. And that'd be a wonderful thing. But lovest thou me more than these? Are you willing? See, if you're not willing to say so long to anybody, you're not willing to come after me. And that is the truth. And you love them. You want them to come and you show them love. And there'll be even more love to show as you're saying so long. And I pray it's so long, I pray it's not goodbye. But you know what? Eliezer's come. The servant's here. The camel's out there, and it's running. Yeah. And I got to get in, I got to get on, and we got to go now. There's no time to mess around. I don't even have one more night to stay with you to say, well, let's... You know, it would have passed me by. It could have been that night that I didn't have the oil in my lamp. There's not another time, is there? The time that you have is now. Right now. All right. Now, can you imagine that Jesus Christ has just been waiting his whole life? Your whole life. His whole life. Yeah, in a way, his whole life too. No matter how you look at it, he's just been waiting for you. Longing for you. But he's been waiting our whole life to do it. And brothers and sisters, as we close this, he desires this word to be alive in us. And I think maybe no more thrilling than Romans 8:28. I love it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. See, that's the activation of the power of God. And the power is his love, that he's always for me. I know, Lord, that you're for me because you love me. You adore me. And isn't it wonderful that we can face everything in life? Truly everything. And not that it will work or it's going to work. And we know that all things work together. That means now. Believing. Everything by God's grace. It's working together for my good. Lord, thank you. And brothers and sisters, as we get into that and we go on with this, you know what I'm talking about here. Those that truly, by grace, have made that step that, Lord Jesus, you are my life. We get a pattern working in our life like the saints of old. Whether it's like a David or a Ruth, Elijah, Elisha, even Paul, praise God, that the pattern of his faithfulness is becoming more and more apparent in our lives. That truly the power of Christ is taking over my life. I'm letting go and I'm seeing Him take the reins of my heart. And man, are we moving. And it's so incredible. Taking me to places that I never even knew, never even thought. Maybe a couple of them I thought about, didn't want to enter into, but we go in boldly together, praise the Lord. I don't just follow, He carries me. I'm beginning to live, brothers and sisters. Though He slay me, will I trust Him. Though He slay me, will I trust Him. I'm singing by God's grace. Yea, though I make my bed in hell, He's there with me. I'm praising Him that all in Asia have forsaken me. Them good things, them wonderful things. But even all that I count but loss, but for the excellency of the knowledge. Think of that. It's still the truth, isn't it? It's still the love. It's all lost. Thanks be to God you brought me through all these things. Thanks be to God of all these things I faced, praise God. But even all that I count but loss, but for the excellency of the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't you love to know Him? It's right there. It's right there. Being found only in His righteousness. And then someday, it's all going to happen. Finished. Praise God. Done. Ready to be offered. Filled with all the fullness of God. Because I've been transformed. Because, praise God, I've been renewed. Not just one time. Sanctified over and over and over and over. Praise God, justified once, but sanctification, praise God, over and over and over. Until one time, can you imagine? Sanctified so much, a first trump just took me right on out of here. You talked about the ultimate of sanctification. And you know that message. And not only do you know that message, you believe that message. And not only do you believe that message, by God's grace, you're embracing that message. I am yours alone, for I am my beloved's. I am my beloved's, and His desire is toward me. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank You again for Your word. We thank You again for Your dealing with our hearts, Lord God. We thank You. And thank You in such gratitude, Lord, truly, that Your grace has called us and chosen us. Lord, You have set us apart to You. Let us realize how privileged we are to be vessels prepared afore unto glory. God, help us to know what was just said there. Vessels prepared afore unto glory. Every life here today, receiving this message here this moment, the ones that will hear this word, there was no accident. It was no coincidence. God, You saw this in ages past. Your word does not return void. God, help us not make vain the grace that was bestowed this day. God, help us to be quickened to apprehend the grace. And Lord, to allow You to take us to that glory. We praise You. We give You the thanks. We give You the honor. And Lord, we love You all because You first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.